This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Farmersville community has welcomed a new business with open arms. Farmersville Feeds opened its doors last week and are already busy filling orders. What started as a plan to buy a welding shop turned into a feed business for new owner Cody Nimmo. I toured the location last week and had a chance to talk with Cody's dad, Greg Nimmo. Greg said business has been great so far. The welding shop is planned to be up and running this spring, and if you have livestock, they've got a feed for it.
Cody, who has a fabricating welding business, Nimmo Brother Welding, by the way, nice little plug, basically wanted to start a weld shop. The original intention was not to have a feed store. We purchased the building and realized there's still a big need for the feed, so the decision was made to move forward and go ahead and purchase some feed. And we started that process, and we just opened the doors this week, and it's been pretty successful.
Well, it's great that things are going well, and I think the community has welcomed it back. You've had some good responses. You said business is good already on day three.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. We have a lot of walk-in traffic, phone traffic. We've served people from all over Central Illinois already, north of Springfield and south of Carlinville and all over. So it has been good.
So I'll start off by having you tell us a little bit more about the welding business. That's something that Cody's going to be doing. Talk to us about what he's going to be welding or what services he'll offer.
Sure. He's had a full-service welding business for the last couple of years, but it's been mobile. He does do a little bit of shop work. The intent was to move into a full-service shop, and that's what he's looking to do here. He can weld everything from aluminum to steel to stainless, you name it. He's able to do it all. With that being said, I think it's about springtime. We're going to actually start working on the west side of the pellet mill building, and that will actually become the weld shop itself.
So will he make farm visits if somebody needs equipment welded on, other just general projects people might need, or...
Yeah, absolutely will. In fact, that's been a lot of his business to date over the last couple of years, working with agriculture industry. Like I said, he's mobile, so he can go out and weld in the middle of the field if something breaks or go to your shop and weld.
And something you showed me while we were walking around as part of the tour, he actually has a lot of work sitting back in the shop right now, something that he works on quite a bit that I wouldn't think of that he'd be welding.
Sure, and that's dumpsters, believe it or not. It seems to be almost a full-time gig for him, just welding dumpsters here at the shop, so that's been a big plus.
So that's important. We all need dumpsters. So
absolutely.
Just interesting to learn that. I was just interested in that. Switching now to talking about the feed side of things, you're not actually producing any of the feed here. You're having it shipped in. Talk to us about the brand and how that works.
Sure. What we're selling is the Heinle brand feeds, which is the same brand feeds that's been here in Farmersville for a long time. It's the same formulas, the same product. We're just simply a distributorship. Instead of making it here on site, we bring it in and we're selling bag feeds currently. Our goal is to get into some bulk feeds in the future, but right now it's just bag feed only. But, again, it is the Heinle brand, which is known for being the feed of champions, and it's a quality product.
And the feed available for just about any type of animal you need?
Yeah, if you have livestock, we have feed. The other thing is we can pretty much do about anything you want as far as customization works. So if you need something special, whether it's for your goats or your cattle or sow or whatever it is, we're able to produce that and get that to you also.
And another thing I found interesting as we were walking around, you were telling me about where some of your customers are from, and some of them are a couple hours away for rabbit feed. And I said, well, I think they might just go to a local farm store, but you told me, you know, your feed is actually a better, you know, there's some more nutrition. So talk to us about the difference in just a store brand versus the feed that you guys sell.
Sure. A lot of the retail entities, when they market their feeds, they market them with protein percentages on the bag. So if you're used to buying 13% something from one of your livestock, you go to the farm store, you think, well, there's the bag marked 13%. It's the same thing. It's got to be. What we know from doing a little bit of homework and studying the market as a whole, when you actually break down the products and look at the actual tags and what the ingredients are, a lot of the times the crude fat levels, once you get past the protein that's comparable, the crude fat levels are lower than what we have here, which is important for the animal health. A lot of the times the fiber is not as high as what you get from the Heinle product. And many times we have additional things like vitamin A's or E's or D's, which are important to the health of the overall animal production, that you just don't see in some of them retail products.
So something that I never considered before, good to know, especially for people that have livestock, they need to know what's in the feed. And obviously you've got some good things to offer here at Farmersville Feeds. As far as purchasing feed, they can do that. They can get a little, a lot. What are the options?
Absolutely, absolutely. We do have some feed on hand that we can sell to you just right out of the door. If you come in and need a couple bags of this or 10 bags of something, we're able to meet that right on the spot. We're trying to figure out what our inventory standards are going to be, so we're working through that. If somebody has a larger order, it's great to talk to us in advance, and within a few days we can have what you need sitting here on the floor and have it available to you. So, and one of the other things I guess I do want to mention too is when you buy the feed, if you buy in a ton or more, you get 50 cents off a bag. So there is a discount rate for larger purchases.
Great. Well, lots of great options for people. And you mentioned you're going to have some other household items here too, not just feed people might be interested in.
Sure. We just we have cat food and dog food on hand. We have some of the sport mix, which a lot of people like for their hunting dogs and things of that nature. We also just put our first order in for some things like the salt away or the ice away stuff to put out during the icy season, which we just had. In addition to that, we'll have water softener pellets and stuff coming in here shortly.
All right, Greg, thanks for your time. Business hours, if people want to stop in, give you a call, all that information.
Sure. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, Saturdays 8 to noon. You can call anytime on 217-227-3008. It's 217-3008 was the phone number. We also have a Facebook page called Farmersville Feeds. You can follow there and look at some specials and things we have going on.
Greg Nimmo with Farmersville Feeds. Well, USDA export data is available for the first 11 months of 2017. National Pork Board Vice President of International Marketing Craig Morris says this past year broke new records.
We know we're going to break 5.4 billion pounds in the foreign markets. We know this will be the first year ever that we've broke the $1 billion mark in variety meat exports. We've got 1 month to go. That 1 month is going to have the Chinese buying as they come up on their new year. So we're expecting a strong December. So we're excited to see how high those records continue to grow, because we know we had really good exports of variety meats into China in November. I think November was a record month for us ever, over $615 million just in the month. I think $130 million of that was in variety meats to China alone, which is just unbelievable.
And China and Mexico carry the load for pork variety meat exports.
And variety meats are one of the things that, as everyone knows, we don't eat a lot of here, but we need somebody to eat them and pay a high dollar for them. And they pay more for variety meat, many variety meats in China, than they pay for pork loin. So we really do focus on that particular commodity quite a bit, because we know if we're not exporting it, the alternative value of that product here at home isn't very good. And so that's one of the things that we know puts a lot of money in producer pockets. But I think the number that we've got through the November data is that variety meats alone put some $9.55 into every hog. So that's an important metric. And it's exports in total, I think we're at like $53 per head, but those variety meats are really important to us.
Examples of variety meats include feet, heart, liver, and other organs. More details on the latest export data will be found in the next Pork Checkoff report. For more information, producers can contact the Pork Checkoff Service Center by visiting pork.org or calling 1-800-456-PORK. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.